This is your wake-up call.
Wake the fuck up. The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earn that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning, and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
We in the mother... We in the...
Good morning, Dubai, Abu Dhabi, Maldives, everybody out there as well.
I almost said good morning, USA, because I've been used to doing it while Envy was on his vacay.
Good morning, Yee. Good morning, Charlamagne.
Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday!
Yes, it's Tuesday.
And we're not that quite syndicated yet the way we're in Dubai and the Maldives and all those places.
Now, they actually listen. I don't know how they listen every morning, but they listen every morning. We got a lot of love from out there.
I think it's the internet. It's us all. It's the YouTubes and stuff. They probably don't listen, but they probably watch, like, the interviews online and they see things online.
Right.
That's what it is.
But they definitely listen. Got a lot of love out there.
What a great vacation you had.
Yes, amazing, man. It was, I think I was gone for about 12 days, 13 days. Amazing. Started off in Abu Dhabi, landed in Abu Dhabi. Then we drove to Dubai, which is an hour. Had an amazing time. We went to the desert, had rolled quads in the desert. I had dinner in the desert. It was just beautiful seeing the desert.
Did you eat any camel?
I did not eat any camel.
So it's really Desert Storm for you. It was just like a...
Absolutely.
Back in the day.
I didn't eat camel, though, but I went to the biggest mall in the world. Yeah, you would have loved it. It was so big that you really couldn't walk.
Did they have good sales?
Did they have a Charlotte's Russe?
I don't know what a Charlotte's Russe is.
Did they have a rainbow?
They had Hermes, Louis Vuitton,
Chanel. We don't know nothing about that in these streets.
But the mall is so big that they actually have to buggy you around if you want to get through the whole mall. So you ride buggies through the mall, which is dope.
Did they have a Chick-fil-A in their food court?
They had a Burger King, no Chick-fil-A.
Okay, mall's trash. So mall don't got a Chick-fil-A in the food court.
So then next day went to Abu Dhabi. I went to Ferrari World, which is like kind of like the Great Adventure here, like a roller coaster.
Ferrari World.
It's called Ferrari World. It's dope. It is dope.
Had crazy.
A great time. Then after that, we went to the mosque.
We saw that.
You Muslim now.
No
more DJ Gang. Huh? You Muslim now?
Nah, I went to the mosque. It's, I guess, the second biggest mosque behind the one in Mecca. It was just amazing just to see the work that they put to building the mosque. It was like $500 million to build. They don't charge you to get in. They don't charge you to park. It's just for the people. It was just an amazing sight. Everybody out there was so amazing. And then we flew to the Maldives.
Hold on. First of all, drop on the clues bombs for Minister Farrakhan for touching Envy so much that he's Muslim now. Assalamu alaikum, my brother.
I'm not Muslim, but I did go to the mosque. I did take the kids to the mosque. So they can get a learning lesson, not just in a textbook, just being able to see it and being able to talk to the people there.
To respect other religions.
And respect other religions. It was amazing. They had a great time. Then we went to the Maldives. Now, the Maldives, that's something that's on a whole nother planet. You talk about 80-degree weather. We had a villa that was surrounded by water. It was a four-suite villa. I mean, each kid had their own suite.
You sound broke, bro.
Nah, I'm good. That was mixtape days. So, I mean, it was just an amazing, amazing time. I didn't want to leave. Shout out to my wife. She planned everything. She planned the trip.
The matching outfits.
She planned the matching outfits. I didn't have to pack anything. She packed everything.
That's great.
From the matching outfits to the snacks to the... suntan lotion to the deodorant. She packed everything. We had a great
That's
time.
Nice.
That's
so
what a good woman is for.
Yeah, I just got up and go. So it was amazing.
Well, I'm glad
time.
You're back because you owe me lots of money.
What I owe you money for?
We have a juice bar that we've been working
I
on.
I just gave you a big rack of money.
Damn, y'all rich. Boy, y'all getting some money out here in these streets.
A lot of money for our investment.
Can't even relate to y'all no more.
I did. I get home and there's some packages in my front door.
Like, oh, did you bring my stuff?
I'm like, I didn't order nothing. It says Angela Yee's name.
Yeah, I hope that y'all got some weed in the mail. All this money y'all got.
Geesh, all right, well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
We'll tell you about the unfortunate death of a popular MMA fighter, Kimbo Slice. Also, we'll talk about Hillary Clinton. Is she the Democratic presidential nominee? We'll tell you what the Associated Press is saying, and then we'll tell you what Bernie Sanders has to say.
All right, all that and more, keep it locked. His designer is Panda. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. That was designer with Panda. Now let's get in some front page
news. Salute to all the pandas out there. They have no idea how popular they are right now.
Now, NBA Finals, the Cavs Warriors Game 3 is tomorrow night on ABC.
Warriors in five. I told you that before the series started. You know, the other night I had a dream, which I actually tweeted about prior to the game, that the Warriors were going to win by 40 points. Mm-hmm. They ended up winning by 33. And I had a dream I had sex with a panda that night, but that means
they both
nothing.
Happened? No, no.
No.
You know, watching the game, if you watch the game international, the dope thing about the game is you see everything. You know, if you're at the game and they have the T-shirt shooting, they show that on TV because there's no commercials. They show halftime performance. You know, when the kids come out and do the little dance, they show all
do
that.
Do they show LeBron crying on the way to the locker room at halftime?
Yeah, they showed that, too.
Okay.
Now, let's talk about Kimbo Slice. He passed away.
Yes, obviously we all know Kimbo Slice, popular MMA fighter. He was 42 years old. Now, they have not released details on what happened, but some people are saying it was due to heart failure. And according to the MMA president, Scott Coker, he said, one of the most popular MMA fighters ever, Kimbo was a charismatic, larger-than-life personality that transcended the sport. Outside of the cage, he was a friendly, gentle giant and a devoted family man. He's in the Bahamas, but he was living in Miami.
So he just had like a heart attack or something? No drugs involved? No nothing?
They haven't released any details, but sources close to him are saying it looks like heart failure.
But they got to tell me something. I don't like to hear situations like that when people just be like 42 years old and just heart failure.
It just happened, so I'm sure they still have to investigate.
Well, I can't wait to hear what it was. You got to tell me something. Let me know it was drugs or too much fried food, something.
We don't know. But if you want to see Kimbo Slice's dopest fights, those were the backyard fights before he started fighting MMA, when he just used to knock Iggy's the F out, those were the best fights ever. And let's talk about Hillary Clinton.
Well, Hillary Clinton, according to the Associated Press, is the Democratic Party's presumptive presidential nominee. She has enough support from superdelegates to push her over the top on the eve of the final round of state primaries, and that would make her the first woman to lead a major party presidential ticket. Now, Bernie Sanders' campaign did release a statement. They said it's unfortunate that the media, in a rush to judgment, are ignoring the Democratic National Committee's clear statement that it is wrong to count the votes of superdelegates before they actually vote at the convention this summer. Secretary Clinton does not have and will not have the requisite number of pledged delegates to secure the nomination. She will be dependent on superdelegates who do not vote until July 25th and can change their minds.
So basically, can they break it down into terms we understand, like, hey, don't smoke the weed before you actually get it in your hand, or don't count the chickens before they hatch? Could you at least say it like that?
So basically, superdelegates can still change their mind about who they want to vote for, because a lot of them have said who they were voting for months ago. So they can still change their mind and vote for Bernie Sanders in July.
What they got to do with the people, though? Us?
I mean,
nothing?
That's how we decide who's going to be running for president.
Because I ain't no superdelegate.
Nope. Definitely not.
I'm nothing but a superhero in my mind. I'm transmuting. That's it.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. It'll be very historic.
Mm. And that's front page news. And congratulations to the Milwaukee. The name of the team is the Roughest King Track and Field Team. They were number one in the States over the weekend. So congratulations to them.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for them.
The women's team out there.
I'm assuming they're fast.
I think they
are. It's better to be fast on your feet, girls, than fast in the ass. Always remember that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's something to live by. All right, when we come back.
A little wisdom from Uncle Charlotte this morning.
Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad night or something didn't work for you this morning. Whatever it may be. 800-585-1051. Call us up right now. Tell them why you're mad. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, good morning, yo. This is the Mad Rapper, son, for real.
I'm mad, and I stay mad. I stay angry. I stay heated. I stay pissed off.
Tell him why you mad. Breakfast Club, let's go.
And tell him why you mad.
Man, I'm mad because Kimbo Slice, man, he represented hope for us brothers, man.
What was the
this
hope?
This dude came from the hood.
He came from the gun.
You know what I mean? He got focused, made it professional. And now he gone, man.
He went from street backyard fights to fighting in the ring.
Yeah, but
that
I don't.
That's crazy, man.
But he can still provide hope, sir. He did what he did already. Like, what are you talking about? His story can still provide hope.
Still a great story.
But he's young, man. Heart failure. Man, it got to be something else.
We don't
know
what happened yet, so I'm sure we'll find out in the next couple of days what happened to Kimbo
Slice.
Well,
you got to take care of yourself. You can't be eating fried foods every other day and getting your arteries all clogged up and drinking and smoking and things.
Well, we don't know what it is yet.
I'm not saying that's what happened to him, but I'm just saying in general, those are the things that cause heart failure.
And what happened to the two people we're helping lose weight?
One of them showed up. Let's talk about how everybody gets all upset when I fat shame people, but only one of the
Which
people
one?
Showed
the
up.
The guy or the girl showed
the
up?
The guy showed
the
up.
The guy showed up. The girl ain't show up yet?
The girl, she's not going to show up, probably.
She's going to show up.
The guy's name is Mike, I believe. Let me get his name.
And I just started my reset today to get my body back from that vacation. Hello, who's this?
This is Mousy.
Mousy, tell him why you mad.
Yes. I am mad that you and them headphones is the same complexion. Now, what kind of vacation you going that you come back the color gold? I'm not understanding right now.
Now, don't be hating on my little bronze tan now.
I mean, he was the color of dirty urine before, that's not much of a stretch.
Don't be hating on my little brown tan now.
Not much of a stretch.
I love it. I love y'all to pieces. Good morning to everybody there.
Good morning.
Bye.
Good
morning. Hello, who's this?
Jamie.
Hey, Jamie, tell him why you mad.
Andy, I'm mad at dating under 30 and dating under 30 in Atlanta. These dudes are terrible.
Why would you want to date in Atlanta? Have you seen the HIV/AIDS rates
in Atlanta?
Right. What am I supposed to do? So I'm in a long distance dating.
Go to Augusta.
Well, just be careful with whoever you're dating. Make sure they get tested, no matter where.
But what's
from.
The problem with the guys? They have too many options. They're liars.
They're not going. They got too much HIV.
Angela, they expect you to pay for days. They expect you to take them out. It's awful. It's terrible. I just can't.
Now, I ain't gonna lie. If I was a guy in Atlanta, I'd feel that way too, because the pickings are slim. Because there's a lot of dudes out there that are gay, and it's a lot of people out there with HIV. So for me, I would act like that too if I was just a heterosexual guy with no HIV.
It's Rob from Jersey.
What up, bro? Tell him why you mad.
Man, I'm mad because all that controversy with that gorilla happened last week, and the world don't realize Tarzan about to come out, and some gorillas is going to get shot. But what's going to happen after that?
What?
Tarzan's
so
a movie,
sir. So you think
it
was a conspiracy?
I think it's about to be a conspiracy when Tarzan come out and these gorillas start getting shot in this movie after what happened last week.
That's going to be fake in the movie,
Tarzan's
sir.
A movie, sir.
It's not real.
I understand that, but I don't think we're going to have to show these kids a gorilla getting shot after what just happened.
Tarzan is a movie! And I don't remember no gorillas getting shot in Tarzan.
I don't remember either.
Gorillas got shot in Tarzan?
I don't think so.
I ain't used to watch Tarzan because I never thought that was realistic.
Tell them why you mad.
White man swinging around the jungle with control over the gorillas.
585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. You know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo, this is Mark Slade from Down Bottom. Envy, what up?
What's up, bro? Tell them why you mad.
Yo, I ain't really mad, but I kind of just really had a question for you.
Okay, bro.
First off, I know your trip was crazy. I know you had a good time with your family and all that. Salute The Breakfast Club and all that. Charlemagne, Monk's Corner, South Carolina.
Yes, sir.
Yee, what up? Envy, man, you a legend, man, right? You're a real DJ legend in the hood, man. I'm dead serious, right?
I appreciate that.
So how do you feel about the way music used to be when you used to get on the mixtapes like Envy, Clue, SNS? It was crazy.
Back in the early 90s.
Yeah, man.
The late 90s, early 2000s. I mean, I love music regardless. I mean, there was lyricists back then, there's lyricists now. I mean, I'm not mad at that. I love some of the music that's out now.
No doubt. I mean, the Locks triggered me. I was listening to a Locks interview yesterday, and they was talking about how back in the day when we used to get on the mixtapes, it had to be bars.
Oh, you heard that on the Rap Radar podcast.
Yeah, there had to be bars. Rap needed bars. You don't need, kids are not listening for the same thing that we listen to.
No, they are, though.
Some of them not.
Nah, man, I'm telling you, a lot of these guys that these kids like got bars. Go listen to Chance the Rapper. Go listen to Vic Mensa. Go listen to Joey Purp. These dudes is spitting, bro.
You know, I'm not saying nothing's wrong with the auto-tune. I love music, period. But Future came at Designer because he was sounding like him. But y'all are using an effect on your voice. It's not like you
y'all talking about two
tonight.
Rappers. I hate when y'all do that. Y'all hear what's on the radio and think that encompasses all of hip-hop. Not in 2016,
bro. Nah, it's a different ways. I know. See, the only rappers that you're actually hearing are the ones on the radio, and
that's
they
it.
Might not be lyrical, but there are other rappers out there. You just got to open up your mind a little bit. Listen to the internet.
I listen to radio for the personalities. I don't listen for the music.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up, DJ, man? I'm mad, man. So my pops, he's in Philly, right? And he just beat cancer. But then he ends up relapsing on crack, man, and now we can't find him.
Yeah.
And it's disappointing, man, because I would rather him not be lost with a colostomy bag around Philadelphia than just be, like, with us and he'd be on drugs, you know?
Well, listen, if a man beat cancer and he decided to go smoke crack after that, then he doesn't appreciate his blessings anyway. So there's really nothing you can do for a guy like that, man.
I appreciate it, y'all.
Well, I hope you find him.
I hope you find him. I hope everything works out all right, man. Hello, who's this?
Angela.
Angela, tell him why you mad.
I'm mad because I was supposed to meet up with a guy on Friday, and he never showed up until it was Tuesday, and I have not heard one word from him.
And you haven't heard from him since?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
maybe something
dead.
Happened to him.
Yeah, he might be dead in
jail. Because I thought that, but I called him, and he answered the phone at work, and he's very well alive, and I just haven't heard from him.
Maybe he came to his senses, boo. Maybe he thought you looked cute one day, but his mom was playing tricks on him.
It's time to move on. He probably has a girlfriend or a wife or something.
Probably.
Maybe you look better on Instagram.
He did you a favor by not showing up.
I guess.
There's other fish in the sea, boo. You all miss right, one bus, the next one's coming. And whatever other cliche terms I can tell you to make you feel better about yourself.
There you go. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. Now, Yee.
Yes.
We got rumors coming up?
Yes, we'll talk about Justin Bieber on Drake's remix of One Dance. I don't know if you guys had a chance to hear that.
Nope.
Also, Prince. Two more people are coming forward saying that they are related to Prince, and we'll tell you who these two new potential Prince heirs are.
Happy born day to Prince, too.
Today's his birthday. Today's his birthday. So happy birthday to Prince, too.
I don't know if you still get born days after you die, but today would have been his born day.
He still was born on that day. And he's a Jehovah's Witness, so he wouldn't have celebrated that in real life. But
yeah, he wouldn't even want us wishing him happy born day. Or buying him any gifts.
No.
Or playing any special mixes for him since it's his born day.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, we didn't get a chance to talk about this yesterday. A lot went on. But Justin Bieber has hopped on Drake's One Dance remix. I don't know if y'all had a chance to hear it. Here it is.
I need a one dance. 1942 in my hand. One more time before I go. Body locking. Put a hold on me. You know.
It's interesting to watch people grow, to see Justin Bieber go from baby, baby, baby to, you know, actually making records that adults can groove to is kind of cool.
Adults groove to baby, 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 though.
Definitely. I went to
you
a concert
have been grooving to baby,
a couple
baby,
of weeks
baby.
Ago, and everybody was rocking the baby, baby, baby. The biggest record in the night.
And let the record show, I told y'all when they had that roast to Justin Bieber, I told y'all that was an exorcism, and they were going to get that N-word out of Justin Bieber, and when they took that N-word spirit out of him, he was going to go back to the top of the charts. Now look at him.
All right, now there's two more people who are saying they are heirs to Prince. One person, Norman Yates Carthen, says Prince adopted him. And he says there is a will, and he was left $7 million. Nobody knows where that will is. The other person is saying they're a half-sibling named Regina Sorensen, and they said she's saying her and Prince have the same dad. So
Prince don't know none of y'all Negroes.
That's crazy.
Shut up. Fall back. Relax.
How many family members does this guy have, allegedly? But a happy birthday, of course. Today is Prince's birthday also. All right, now.
How old have you been?
How old were Prince?
53, right? I think it was 53.
I thought 52, I thought I seen.
I don't know.
All right, now let's talk about this march that happened over the weekend on Sunday. Now, civil rights activists want to support the Child Victims Act. They want to change New York laws that prevent victims of abuse from bringing charges against their abuser after the age of 23, so they don't feel like the age limit should be 23. And among those people marching and protesting were members of the Zulu Nation. They want to show solidarity with victims of sexual abuse after everything that happened with Afrika Bambaataa. Other activists that were there were Jerry Sandusky's stepson, Matt, was there because he also was a victim of his own stepdad. And so a lot of people were out there.
So did Afrika Bambaataa do it or not?
He has not confessed to it.
But clearly.
But it looks like, according to the Zulu Nation, those charges, I guess they feel like, have some valid validity to it.
Damn, Afrika Bang Bottoms.
All right, now the Playboy Mansion has been sold, finally. You know, it's been on the market for quite some time. Now, part of the deal is that Hugh Hefner gets to live in his estate until he passes away. Now, who bought the Playboy Mansion? You know, they were asking for $200 million, but they got less than that.
How much?
It doesn't say, but he paid well below the $200 million asking price. The person who bought it, he's single. His name is Darren Metropoulos. He is the owner of Hostess.
The cake company.
Oh.
Yeah, Hostess.
Man, there's so many guys
out
here, you girls.
There's
so many guys out here you girls could be trapping, but y'all don't even know these dudes exist.
He's 32 years old. He also owns the
32
property.
Years old!
He owns the property next door, so he wants to connect the two estates.
All because of Twinkies. He out here making y'all fat and getting rich.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
Now, you know there's not a rapper in the world balling harder than the Hostess. The Twinkie guy, right?
Nah, he's making it.
Jesus Christ.
If you were a chick, you'd be on the hunt.
I'm about to Google him now. What's his name?
You go,
girl.
You
want to see what he look like?
I just want to see. I do want to see what he look like.
Darren.
Oh, bird, yo.
I want to see what he, and I'm talking about just for
what? For what?
I want to see what the guy who owns Hostess looks like.
You're
that's
not
why.
Gonna trap him.
What's his name?
Darren Metropoulos.
He said Prince is 58.
I can't even spell it. That sounds like a super villain.
And Prince would have been 58 today. All right. Well, that's the rumors. When we come back, we got front page news. We'll tell you about Kimbo Slice. He passed, and Hillary Clinton, she locks up the nomination. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. That was Bryson Tiller. Now, let's get into some front page news. Now, the NBA Finals, the Cavs-Warriors Game 3 is tomorrow night on ABC. Do you think the Cavs have a chance to come back and win?
The Cavs are going to win one game this series, like I told y'all before the series started. I don't know why everybody was getting all excited. Like, this is going to be such a great series. I told y'all I was going to go five. Warriors in five. That's it.
I want the Cavs to win, though. I want LeBron to bring back one for the city.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
It's one.
They're going to win game five in Oakland. Oracle Arena is going to go crazy. It is what it is.
What about our Under Armour stock? Don't we want that to...
We do want that to go up, so you're right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, go Steph. Now, let's talk about Kimbo Slice. He passed away?
Yes, he's obviously a popular MMA fighter. He was an internet sensation. He was only 42 years old.
Damn, that's young.
So they don't know exactly what happened. Some people are saying it was heart failure. Mm-hmm. But according to the president of the MMA, Scott Coker, he said, one of the most popular MMA fighters ever, Kimbo was a charismatic, larger-than-life personality that transcended the sport. Outside of the cage, he was a friendly, gentle giant and a devoted family man. He had three boys and three girls.
Well, I need to know more to the story, because I don't want to just think that 42-year-old is out here just having heart failure for no reason. I need to know something. Drugs, still steroids is a drug, something.
We don't know.
I need to know something. A disease.
Definitely condolences to his family, his friends, and his kids. Now, what's going on with Hillary? What's she doing?
Well, according to the Associated Press, she is the Democratic Party's presumptive presidential nominee, and she has gotten enough support from superdelegates to push her to the top. It's the final round of state primaries today, as you know. So, according to Bernie Sanders, though, he's saying, not so fast. They released a statement. It's unfortunate that the media, in a rush to judgment, are ignoring the Democratic National Committee's clear statement that it's wrong to count the votes of superdelegates before they actually vote at the convention this summer. So they still don't vote until July 25th, and people can change their minds.
Okay.
I just need to know who to vote against, whoever's running against Trump. That's all I need to know. Whoever's going against Trump has my vote. That's it. Simple and plain. It's not even complicated with me. All right.
Well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, during rumors, we played a remix. It was Drake and Justin Bieber.
Yes.
Can you pull it back up?
Drake and Justin Bieber, One Dance.
One Dance. We were talking about...
Well, I was talking about the evolution of Justin Bieber, and I said it's dope to watch him go from this child artist singing Baby, Baby, Baby to now singing songs that grown people can rock to. And, you know, Envy and Angela was like, I was singing Baby, Baby, Baby. And I said, well, you shouldn't have been.
Well, actually, like I said, I went to the concert a couple of weeks ago, and that was the biggest record in the arena when he performed. And, yes, I was singing into it.
I mean, everybody.
I was singing that right to it.
Everybody got those, you know, like secret, those songs they sing in secret. Like, you might be in the gym working out, and you see some big-ass buff dude with his headphones too loud, and you hear Carly Rae Jepsen Call Me Maybe coming from the headphones, and he humming under his breath.
That's my joint.
I can't front. That's a fire.
Everybody likes that song.
But see, I don't have
cause
records.
I love you.
What song are you singing?
Because I miss you.
That's not Call Me Maybe, bro.
No, that's what I like, though. That's my secret
song. Oh, you just went somewhere else.
That's my on drugs?
Y'all don't like that song from White Chicks?
That's dope, and that's not the name of the group, is it? White Chicks?
What's the name of the song? I know it's from the movie White Chicks. Oh, Vanessa Carlton? Whatever. That's my secret song.
I don't think I really have a secret song. If I like a record, I like a record.
You know what song I love? I Don't Care. I love it. I Kinda Pop.
Oh, that's fire.
Oh, yeah.
That's my song right there.
All right, well, let's talk about the phone lines.
I like One Direction, best song ever. It's on my daughter's Kid Bop CD, and I think that record is absolutely fire. Like, the name of the record is Best Song Ever, and that is absolutely one of the best songs ever.
Kid Bop version is kind of weak sometimes.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Sometimes.
Don't you ever don't say that about 1D. You relax, bro.
I know Envy likes Nae Nae.
I know they're not the same no more because they ain't left the group, but you watch yourself, right?
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, the question, 800-585-1051, what song do you secretly sing? All right,
and you can remain anonymous.
Maybe you're in the shower or you're at the gym and that song comes on. Because I miss you. I love you.
You know, I was watching Inside the Label on BET, and Andre Harrell is absolutely responsible for the rise of waffle-colored Negroes in this country. And if I could go back in time and get rid of Al B. Shaw and Christopher Williams, I would.
Because
then we wouldn't
have
the envies of the world if we could just get rid of them. I wish I had a DeLorean to go back in time. And right. Change things.
Well, 800-585-1051. What song do you secretly sing? Call us up right now. Hey, it's Drake. Light skin, we're back.
Oh my. You're not back, bro. All you got is Steph Curry.
Barack Obama.
And Clay.
And Drake.
Barack and Drake don't count.
Jump, man. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now it's Tupac. Keep your head up. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God.
If Tupac wrote that song in 2016, he'd be talking about keeping your head up out of your damn phone. Okay, that's what you would be talking about. Keep your head up and pay attention to the world.
Well, we are the Breakfast Club. Now, during the rumors, we were talking about Justin Bieber. He did a remix for Drake's One Dance.
Yes, and I was saying that it's cool to watch Justin Bieber go from the little kid singing Baby, Baby, Baby to evolving to be this adult where grown people can sing his music. And y'all two was in here talking about y'all was singing Baby,
grown
Baby.
Grown people love Baby, Baby, Baby.
Baby, Baby, Baby. I never liked that record.
Man, that song is popping. Even during his concert, I took my kids to the concert. I wasn't going to see him by myself.
It's amazing how that roast to Justin Bieber was an exorcism where they took the nigga out of him and then they put him right back on the top of the charts.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we're asking, 800-585-1051, what song do you secretly sing when you're by yourself and nobody's supposed to know or it comes on the radio and you just jam out? That is the question.
I don't know if it's a secret that I sing this song because my family knows, because it's on my daughter's Kid Bop CD, and it's just one of those records that when it comes on, you be like, turn that up, press rewind, you know what I'm saying?
Well, let's hear it.
Things of that nature. Oh, see, y'all don't know. Drop one of the Clues bombs, damn it. Okay. One Direction. Best song ever. There's no way this song comes on and it's not infectious. You feel this in your soul. I know you riding around right now saying to yourself, I got a kid too. I know what Charlamagne's talking about. Maybe it's the way she walks. Straight into my heart and soul. Through the doors and past the guards. Wow. Just like she already owned it.
Oh boy.
I said, can you give it back to me? She said, never in your wildest dreams. Watch the breakdown. And we danced all night to the best song ever. We knew every line. Now I can't remember how it goes, but I won't forget it. Because we danced all night.
You're supposed to keep that secret.
To the best song ever.
You're supposed to keep that a secret.
I think it went yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you dance like
I
that
think
every
it
time.
Went, oh.
You dance like that every time.
I ain't dropped. I felt like I was at home.
All right, Angela Yee.
I'm still a real nigga.
Yes.
What is your song?
Well, I love the song I Love It by Akana Pop. This is
the
way this song starts. Listen to how it starts.
Oh, it's a tough tune right here. Tough tune.
This is a nice female power song.
I got this feeling on the summer day with you.
Are you going to sing her song?
I crash my car into the bridge. I watched I let it burn. I threw you into a bag and pushed it down the stairs. I crashed my car into the bridge.
What?
I don't care. I love it. I don't care. Y'all got good taste out here in these streets.
It's so popping, you ain't have to sing it. Charlamagne singing for you.
That's a great song in the gym. That's a great song at the pool.
I gotta stand up for this.
This one's sensitive.
See, this is for waffle color niggas.
This song is sensitive.
Don't nobody like this song but beige people.
Making my way downtown, walking fast as pass,
and I'm homebound. You don't know the words, boy. You don't know the words, you don't know. Come on now.
Staring blankly ahead, just making my way, making a way through the crowd.
Now this is the part, this is the part. This when you're supposed to rub your nipples.
Here goes. And I need you, and I miss you. And now I wonder.
Into dusk. I'm going to tell you why I don't like this record.
What's wrong with that record?
Because I take things literally. How the hell do you fall into the sky and the sky is up? That makes no damn sense. That's all I'm saying.
She fell from space.
It's like you're setting fire to the rain. How, Adele? That doesn't happen.
That's not Adele that sings that song.
You meant
the other song.
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
All right, let me put my clothes back on.
I just want y'all to forget that y'all heard any of that. If you're watching Revolt, forget you saw any of that. This is just having a moment with our listeners because we all know that y'all got secret songs.
Okay, well, let's go to the phone lines. Enjoy. Let me put my clothes back on. 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
Bae from Detroit.
Hey, what's up? What up, Doe?
Your name is Bae?
What up, Bae?
Yes, my name is Bae Charlamagne.
Damn, Bae.
Do not even question me.
I'm just saying, Bae, you my Bae. That's all. What's up, Bae?
I am your Bae. What's up? I called to tell y'all my little secret song.
What's your secret song?
7 Years Old by Lucas Graham.
Sing a little bit of it.
Once I was 7 years old, my mama told me, go find yourself some friends or you'll be lonely.
I like that song too.
I don't know the words.
I know the cadence. Once I was 7 years old. That's the part I like when he hits that note.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Joe.
Joe, what's your secret song from Compton, bro?
Honestly, I'm going to go with Charlamagne on this with the One Direction. I listen to that Everybody Wants to Steal My Girl joint. That joint slaps. I don't care what nobody say. If you don't like it, you probably get the donkey of the day.
No, listen, man, I'm a little 1D, okay?
We know.
I like best song ever, though.
All right, well, 800-585-1051. What's your secret song? That secret song you sing that nobody's supposed to know. You sing to yourself. You by yourself in the car. You turn it up, and you go ham. Call us up right now. Tell us what that song is. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Work, Rihanna. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We open up the phone lines, 800-585-1051. What's your secret song? That song you sing to when you by yourself that nobody's supposed to know.
Yeah, let's be clear, though. This didn't come from nowhere.
Right.
We was talking about Justin Bieber on the One Dance remix, and I was saying it's dope that he's evolved into this artist now that adults can sing along to his music, not some kid star. They did the exorcism. Adam for him at the Rose, where they took the Negro out of him, and now he's back on the top of the charts. And we all, y'all say y'all sing along to Baby 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 by Justin Bieber. I never liked that record, yo.
That song was great. The other day we were in the bowling alley and Hammer, You Can't Touch This came on.
Oh, y'all remember when our producer did the Hammer dance up here?
First of all, I don't care. You Can't Touch This was never corny. No. I don't care what y'all real hip hop is.
It felt funny because of the dance and everything.
I don't care what y'all real hip hop is.
Everybody started going crazy, though.
Well, my favorite joint is Vanessa Carlton, 1,000 Miles. That's my joint.
Mine is One Direction, best song ever.
And Yee, what's yours?
It's I Kinda Pop. I love it.
I don't even know if I sing it in secret, though. I don't care if nobody knows I like best song ever. I love that record. That record slaps.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is Brian from Miami.
Brian, what's your secret song, man? The song that gets you popping when nobody's supposed to know?
Estero, Heaven Sent.
Sing a little bit.
Nah, I can't even do it, bro.
Come on, bro. Come on, man. Do it for your boy this morning, man.
Nah, I can't do it.
Sing it to Charlamagne.
All right, bro. Hello, who's this?
Yeah.
I can't tell, but what's your secret song, man?
I whip my hair back and forth.
What?
I whip my hair back and forth.
Oh, you whip your hair back and forth?
Hey, don't be trying to disguise your voice. You be a man about liking Willow Smith.
Go ahead and sing it. Whip your hair.
Hell no, I can't.
Hold on, you got dreads? You got dreads?
Yeah, man.
Well, you sing. I sing my hair back and forth. I whip my dreads back and forth. I whip my dreads back and forth.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, man, that's petty, man. Charlamagne, you petty, man.
Hey, I rock with you, my brother. You got dreads. I see you in your car. Wait, you know what I'm saying?
Do you have kids?
Nah, man.
Oh, my gosh. That's
hey, it's okay,
weird.
Bro. It's okay, my brother.
Oh, man. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Chuck from Columbus, Ohio.
Yo, bro, what's your secret song, man? What's the song you secretly sing to?
Yo, I'm a real hip-hop head, man. 80s baby, man. But that old Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
Oh, that's a great
don't
song.
Don't stop believing. Love that record.
That's a great song. Real.
Yo, I ain't going front of that Party All the Time by Eddie Murphy, too.
Ooh, that's
party
a good song, too.
Party all the time.
I'm a boogie in the butt type of guy, too.
We know.
Well, what?
You crazy. Yo, but drop one of Clues Moms to Charlamagne and Yee. Getting good with their transitions all week.
I heard they needed some help.
What was that a Halloween song?
They was hating on you half the week, though. I ain't going front.
Thank you, bro.
What was that Halloween song? That was Michael Jackson wrote it or something.
Thriller?
No.
It's an R&B song.
Somebody's Watching Me.
Watching Me.
Y'all thought that was Michael Jackson on the hook?
Some people thought that because he's on the hook.
He is on the hook. I didn't know he wrote it. All right, well.
The moral of the story is the only thing better than singing is more singing, okay? So if you feel like singing, sing. Maybe it's the way she walked.
And
straight into
you.
My heart and stole it.
And I miss you.
Through the doors and past the guard.
And now I wonder.
Just like she already owned it. I said, can you give it back to me?
Give it back.
She said, never in your wildest dreams.
Somebody touched the rumors.
And what? And we danced all night to the best song ever. Sing, nigga. Whenever you feel like singing, sing it.
All right.
Okay, it's okay to queen out when you're by yourself. Okay, fellas?
Yee, we got rumors coming up.
Yes, we'll talk about the 2020 special that's coming on tonight featuring
Bobby Brown. Lord have mercy, I am there for that because I am an 80s baby and I'm all in. You hear me?
So we have some clips for you already. Also, Tammy Rivera and Waka Flocka, have they broken up? She posted some things on Instagram, and then we have some audio of her from her Snapchat.
I'm prepared to cry with Bobby Brown tonight. I'm letting y'all know that right now. I saw the trailer, and my eyes started watering up a little bit. I'm going to be right there tearing up with Bobby.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up. This just
All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, it's been almost a year since Bobby Christina Brown passed away. She was only 22 years old. And Bobby Brown will be doing an interview with Robin Roberts for 2020. That's going to air tonight.
I know. I'm there. What time that come on?
What time does 2020 come on?
I don't know. We got a meeting tonight.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to DVR that.
I'm about to send the boss an email and tell it I'm watching Bobby Brown tonight. I won't be able to.
You going
to
go Bobby Brown?
I'm CCing all of us, so y'all just have my back. Okay.
All right. Well, just so you know, there are some clips now that were played this morning on Good Morning America.
This hurt my feelings. I saw it. Lord
okay, listen.
Mercy.
The same thing that happened to my daughter is what happened to Whitney. Well, that was the first time I saw her do drugs.
Cocaine.
Yes, ma'am. I came into the marriage with money, left the marriage with nothing. Hardest thing I had to do in my life was tell my daughter to let go. I thank God I'm still here. My baby's gone.
Hey. I'm going to be right there crying with you tonight,
sad.
Bobby. I would not wish that on my worst enemy. That's that man's daughter and his ex-wife. Jesus Christ, man.
Sad, man.
All right, now, Layla Ali has spoken with Robin Roberts on Good Morning America, and she talked about her father, Muhammad Ali. She said he was trapped inside of his body. Here's what she said.
I've been feeling the love since before my father passed away, but I can say that I'm obviously really sad, but I've been sad for a long time, you know, just watching my father struggling with Parkinson's disease. And, you know, you hold your head up and you say, yeah, he's doing great. But, you know, I felt like he was trapped inside of his body. So I have comfort in knowing that he's not suffering anymore.
Now, they are going to have a funeral prayer service that's going to be open to the public. And one of the venues will be where Muhammad Ali had his last hometown fight in Louisville, Kentucky. That's going to take place at noon Thursday at Freedom Hall. There's going to be 14,000 tickets available. That's going to be on a first-come, first-served basis starting at 10 a.m. today. So if you will be in Louisville, Kentucky, or if you want to go, that is open to the public. You can get four tickets maximum per person if you want to go ahead and do that, okay? And now let's discuss Tammy Rivera and Waka Flocka. Apparently, they have broken up. Now, she shared a post on Instagram about losing someone, and then she posted this on her Snapchat.
Please stop believing these hoes on these blog sites looking for a storyline to come up. Oh, they breaking up. Let me act like I'm a savage. See, what y'all hoes barely realize is, even if it's not me, it's still not going to be you, boo. And let me say this. Just because I'm not with Walker, don't mean y'all gonna start sliding all up in my DMs. They are overflowing. I don't get down like that. I like my time to myself, okay?
And there you have it. Right. She said, not everyone you lose is a loss. Unless it's me, then you effed up. Somebody said Walker is lucky, and she said Walker was lucky.
Hey.
Maybe they'll get back together. But there are a lot of women out there now on social media that are claiming they were his side chick and posting all kinds of stuff about him. And that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
I just want to say that was the darkest rumor report in such a long time. Okay, two deaths and a breakup.
Ali, yeah.
Well,
Jesus
Layla
Ali
Christ.
Said she appreciates everybody's support, and he did the...
You had nothing to make us smile.
74.
Jesus.
Well, today is Prince's birthday. Happy birthday.
He's dead, too. What is wrong with y'all? Nothing to make a person smile? No Hakuna Matata? Come on. It got to be a story about a clown or something. Jesus Christ.
Black China's pregnant.
Oh, Lord have mercy. They procreating? What is going on? No.
That's good news. A new life in this world.
This is a dip. You know what, man?
Well, Donkey
did a great
next.
Freestyle.
Give us something good for Donkey.
Did
you say McConan did a dope freestyle? All right. Donkey today. What are we doing for Donkey?
Well, let's talk about rape.
What are you doing, Charlamagne? Why are you holding the paper?
I don't have anything positive for donkeys. I'm sorry.
That's not positive.
So you had the nerve to say something about my rumor report.
Well, this serves a purpose. It's an injustice in the world, and an injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. So said Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So let's talk about that for after the hour, okay?
All right. Well, keep it locked. Donkey, today's up next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey? Yee-haw. Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, June 7th goes to Dan Turner, Brock Turner, and Judge Aaron Persky. Now, if you don't know who these people are, Dan Turner is the father of a Stanford University student turned rapist named Brock Turner. Now, Brock Turner was found guilty Thursday for sexually assaulting an intoxicated, unconscious woman at a campus frat party last year. And he was sentenced to only 6 months in a county jail with probation. Now, this BS sentence was followed by the release of two letters to the judge about the case that have been shared to the public. One of the letters was from the victim, who described her ordeal in 12 pages, and another from one of today's Donkey of the Day recipients, Dan Turner. Before we get to Dan Turner, let's start with the victim.
Terrible.
Okay? The victim. The real victim in this situation. Not Brock Turner's punk ass, okay? CNN actually had someone read her letter so you can hear what she wrote. This is the victim of Brock the Rapist Turner. This is the letter she wrote, read by someone from CNN.
I had dried blood and bandages on the backs of my hands and elbow. A deputy explained I had been assaulted. I was asked to sign papers that said, rape victim. And I thought, something has really happened. Then I stood naked while the nurses held a ruler to various abrasions on my body and photographed them. The three of us worked to comb the pine needles out of my hair and six hands to fill one paper bag. All that I was told was that I had been found behind a dumpster. One day I was at work and I came across an article. In it, I read and learned for the first time about how I was found unconscious with my hair disheveled, long necklace wrapped around my neck, bra pulled out of my dress, dress pulled off over my shoulders and pulled up above my waist, that I was butt naked all the way down to my boots, legs spread apart, and had been penetrated by a foreign object by someone I did not recognize.
Yeah, he only got 6 months in a county jail.
That's crazy.
Now, everybody is screaming this is the epitome of white privilege. I don't know. You can't really prove that, but it's definitely some type of privilege when a woman gets raped, can detail her ordeal in that manner, and a guy only gets 6 months. I mean, her unconscious body was placed behind a dumpster, okay? To you, Brock, that young lady was just some garbage you discarded and threw behind a dumpster. Clearly, you're trash, so you decided to treat someone else like trash because misery loves company. Now, there's a number of reasons to be angry about this situation. When a person is facing 14 years in prison, prosecutors ask for 6 years, and this kid only gets 6 months in a county jail, everybody is baffled, you know what I'm saying? Especially when Judge Aaron Persky in this case says that he's worried a stiffer sentence would have a severe impact on the 20-year-old? Oh, you mean the severe impact, like getting raped had on the victim? Why do we live in a country where we care about what happens to the perpetrators of violent crimes? How do we care more about the perpetrator than we do the victim? You think
I would hope it would have a severe impact on his life.
Yes. You think this woman's life is going to ever be the same? Hell no. So let Brock go get his life ruined in prison, too. Now, the father, Dan Turner, wrote a letter to the judge, and in the letter he says, his life will never be the one that he dreamed about and worked so hard to achieve.
My God.
He said his son should receive probation, not jail time. That is a steep price. He said that is a steep price to pay for 20 minutes of action out of his 20-plus years life.
Wow.
This rape apologist, Dan Turner, goes on to say his son will never be his happy-go-lucky self with that easygoing personality and welcoming smile, noting that the former Olympic hopeful is now a registered sex offender. Dan Turner, let me be the first to tell you to shut the F up forever. Okay, that 20 minutes of action you described changed someone's life.
Wow.
Forever. And it wasn't just your little rapist ass son. Okay, your son made a choice that he didn't give his victim because her power of choice was taken from her because she was drunk. And then your son decided to rape her and throw her behind a dumpster like garbage. I don't know if you realize it or not, Dan Turner, but we the people don't give a damn about your son's well-being. Okay, all that, oh, he will never be his happy-go-lucky self with that easygoing personality. Well, where was all that positive energy, all that Hakuna Matata when he was raping this young lady? Yep. The justice system has failed us in this situation, ladies and gentlemen. The reason I say us is because an injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Pray for the victim.
And if somebody raped one of his family members, would he want them to only get probation?
I don't know.
Would he want them to be their happy-go-lucky self?
Listen, pray for the victim, not Brock Turner. Okay, God not paying Brock Turner no attention. Brock on his own with this one. You submitted your will to the devil, Brock, and you got exactly what you deserved. You earned this rape charge, but you did not earn this light sentence. Okay, the only thing we can hope for is that one of those happy-go-lucky guys with an easygoing personality and a nice smile in this county jail decided to get 20 minutes of action out of him when he's serving those 6 months so he can see how it feels to really be a victim. Mm. Give Dan Turner, Brock Turner, and Judge Aaron Persky the biggest hee-haw, please.
Hey, that's crazy.
I just understand how the perpetrator of the crime,
I don't get that,
why is
getting painted
as
the victim. Nobody feels sorry for you.
I don't get that
at all.
That's crazy. All right.
And then they sending them to county jail? You can't really get raped in a county jail, bro. It's more likely to happen in a prison.
Mm. All right.
All right, well, thank you for that donkey today.
Mm-hmm. What a heartbreaking letter she wrote, too.
Question. 800-585-1051. The judge says the prison sentence would have a severe impact on his life.
We don't care. What about the severe impact on the victim's life?
Now, let's talk about this 6 months for rape. Do you have a problem with that? What do you think he should have got? Is this a little crazy? 800-585-1051.
He should have got 14 years, and he should have got 20 minutes of action from another inmate in a maximum security prison, meaning he should have got raped.
I don't understand. I don't even understand how 6 months comes out his mouth. Mm-hmm. I'm confused.
I don't know.
They need to look into that case. That seems a little strange.
You can't prove white privilege, okay? But this looks a lot like it.
Yeah.
All right, well, 800-585-1051. Do you have a problem with him only getting 6 months for rape? Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's Kent Jones. That was Ashanti. Rock with you. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee. Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast
Club. Hold on. Before we go anymore and start talking about this serious subject, I just want to drop one of Clues bombs for Ashanti. Mm-hmm. It really disgusts me that Ashanti be walking around here looking all beautiful and ain't none of y'all trying to get her pregnant.
How you know?
Nobody trying to put a ring on Ashanti.
She might have a baby.
Why is there no ring on Ashanti and why has nobody shot her club up? She just walking around here looking all amazing all the damn time.
That might be by her choice. She ain't found the right guy yet.
Well, you know what? There should be a plethora of right guys lined up.
Plethora.
Go get you a bunch of t-shirts that say, I'm the right guy, and stand outside Ashanti's house.
Don't tell him that.
And put
she
a ring on her finger.
That was a little crazy.
Oh, yeah,
no
she did
stalker.
Already have
she
a stalker.
That was crazy.
Well, just drop one of Clues bombs for Ashanti. She looks amazing. Ashanti's top three right now, easily.
Now, we're talking something serious. You gave Donkey Today to who now?
Donkey Today went to three people. It went to Brock Turner, who's a rapist. Let's call him what he is. He's a Stanford University student turned rapist. His father, Dan Turner, and Judge Aaron Peskey. Now, Brock Turner wasn't accused of rape. He actually did rape a young lady.
Right.
Okay? He was facing 14 years in prison. Prosecutors asked for six. He ended up getting only 6 months.
That the judge, is crazy.
Aaron Peskey, in this case, says that he's worried.
Where did this judge go to school?
The judge says he's worried a stiffer sentence would have a severe impact on the 20-year-old. The guy's father said that he's a happy-go-lucky, easygoing guy, and that he feels this is a steep price to pay for 20 minutes of action out of his 20-plus years life. I don't understand when we live in a society where the perpetrator of a violent crime becomes a victim. And I know everybody's screaming white privilege in this situation. I can't say it's just white privilege because it's a lot of other factors that go into this other than skin color. I think this is a very privileged family with a whole lot of money, you know, probably a whole lot of influence in this area. And I think this is why he got the life sentence that he got. Either way, it's wrong.
So we're asking, do you have a problem with him only getting 6 months for rape? 800-585-1051. Now, I really think they should cut the penis off a rapist.
I do, too. I think castration is number one.
Just castrate him.
But it has to be not people that just were accused, but we know 100% did it.
Right.
But
I'm going to tell you what's worse than castration in some situations.
What?
In this situation, if this guy would have got 3 years in prison.
Right.
But as soon as he gets on that yard, everybody there is told what
knows
he did.
He's a rapist, right.
Somebody gonna jump in his butt. Right.
Everybody get there 20 minutes.
Get 20 minutes of action on his
minutes,
butt.
Right?
That's all, so he can understand what it feels to really be a victim, because he's not no victim. This is some BS. He's not a victim at all.
I just say cut his penis off to make sure he don't do it again. Now, 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
What you gonna do with the meat, though?
From Charleston.
Now, question.
843, what's happening?
Hey, Charlamagne, what's up, bro? Yeah, I gotta agree with the judge, man. I saw it because, like...
What?
Like, we don't know. I gotta know more details, like, how high was her alcohol level and who was with her. I'm assuming she's been at a bar, like...
Translation, Charlamagne?
Nothing about the night, so we don't even know it was consensual. She could have...
You say you agree with the judge?
Let me translate for my brother, my fellow 843 brother. What my Geechee brother is doing right now is victim shaming. That's what he's all. It's just an age-old thing. How drunk was she? Who was she with? What was she wearing? Right?
Yeah, she could have been being extra provocative.
It don't matter. You still can't rape a woman.
Extra provocative.
No. Yeah. We don't know that it was actually a rape.
It was a rape. His father admitted that it was a rape. It was a rape. He raped her.
This was a rape, sir. I get what you're saying. I'm not like my man Freddie Gibbs.
He doesn't know all the details.
Salute to Freddie Gibbs. He's over there in Australia somewhere. He got accused of rape.
Austria.
I never jumped to conclusions when it comes to rape because I've been charged with rape before in my life and I didn't do anything. But in this situation, he actually raped this young girl.
Hello, who's this?
This is Jay.
Jay, good morning. Now, what do you think about this 6 months sentence for rape?
It's crazy, man, because they could give, like, first-time drug offenders at least 3 to 5, but let a rapist get off in 6 months. That's just bugged out.
It is. Thank you, bro. 800-585-1051. We're taking your call right now. Do you have a problem with this guy only getting 6 months for rape? Explain to the people what happened right fast, Charlamagne, if they're just joining us.
Brock Turner was a Stanford University student turned rapist. His father, Dan, wrote a letter saying that this is a steep price to pay for 20 minutes of action. Judge Aaron Persky says that he's worried a stiffer sentence would have a severe impact on the 20-year-old. Nobody is caring about the victim in this situation who was just found behind a dumpster
right
after being violated by Brock, the rapist Turner. Call him a rapist. Call him what he is.
For 800-585-1051, we're talking about a 6-month sentence. What do you think about it? It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hi, this is Monet.
Hey, Lene. Now, what do you think about this 6-month sentence for rape?
I think it's BS. You only get 6 months, the rest is probation, and you spend your time in a county jail. You might as well just be going to the golf club at that point.
Now, you were raped, right?
Yeah.
Wow. And what happened to the person who raped you?
It was actually two of them. And wow. One got 8 years. Another one did get 10, but they only had to serve 80% of their time.
That's real. Wow.
And going through that trial, I promise, next to just listening to her letter, it brought back everything that I had gone through as a rape survivor.
Wow.
And I know how hard it is. And just sitting there during a trial is even worse because you have all these people looking at you and everybody's judging you. And for the judge to say something like that, well, I don't want it to have an impact on his life. Well, it's had an impact on our lives forever.
Wow. Let me ask you a question.
That's something you can never erase.
Let me ask you a question, baby, because I have a problem with the term rape survivor, because do you ever really survive it? Like, mentally, you're still going through it. Emotionally, you still go through it.
Like, she said, this story just brought it back up.
So what did you really survive? Like, you're a victim forever.
In a way, you do become a survivor, because it makes you, in an odd way, it makes you stronger to deal with other things that happen. And for me, it's been able to help me help other women that have gone through the same thing.
To say, I survived this, I came through with my strength on the other end of it.
That's real.
So I'm a survivor. I'm not just a victim.
That's real. It's life. It's basically, exactly. it's like saying it's life after rape.
And it's giving somebody power, too, to say that they, destroyed you. You survived it.
Speaking of power, I don't know why they didn't send this dude to a 6-month prison so he could be somebody's power bottom.
Basically, I'm still trying to figure that one out. I don't understand. And they do seem to constantly worry more about the perpetrator than they do the victim.
Right.
I agree.
Even in my case, they told me, well, I'm pretty sure my client would have picked the ugly girl.
Wow.
That sounds crazy.
That's horrible.
You ugly?
No.
Oh, I understand. Stupid.
Thank you for sharing your call. We appreciate that.
They were saying that if I would have been the ugly girl, then the ugly girl wouldn't have said anything. But because I was the pretty girl, that was the situation.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you for sharing your story.
Yeah, very personal story with us this morning.
Nothing but positive energy your way, boo.
All right. And what's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is that injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. I know that, sometimes you breathe a sigh of relief when you see perpetrators of crimes like this get off, but this could happen to you or somebody that you love. Simple as that. An injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Word to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
All right. Well, we got rumors coming up?
Yes, we'll talk about Troy Ave and his new mixtape. Also, we'll give you some more details on what's happening with Muhammad Ali's funeral. They have a service on Thursday, the funeral on Friday. We'll tell you who will be some of the pallbearers and how you can watch it as well. You can even attend if you want to.
My daddy going.
Oh, he is?
Yes, he is. Okay. That's his thing. He went to James Brown funeral, too. Crashed the stage. Was right up on stage with Al Sharpton.
What?
Wow.
That's a fact.
Okay.
He's that type of guy.
Your dad always crashing something.
Mm-hmm.
Or tasing something. All right, we'll do that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Troy Ave has a new mixtape. It's called Free Troy Ave. He has changed the original title of that project, Real versus Fake. Now, clearly some of this is original, because check out, this is Troy Ave.
Locked in the jail, but I'm gonna get free. I wear icy gold chains, can't no brass break me. The enemies look child to assassinate me. I took the gun from him and turned the tables round like a G. R.I.P. my real big N.B.A.N.G. Couldn't make your funeral, but I heard that you was free.
Hold on, he took the gun. Wait, one more time. Play that one more time just so people can hear, because it looks like he's saying what happened at Irving Plaza, since no one else wants to say what happened.
Locked in the jail, but I'm going to get free. I wear icy gold chains. Can't no brass break me. See, any little child do assassinate me. I took the gun from him and turned the tables round like a G. R.I.P. my real beginning, B.A.N.G. Couldn't make your funeral, but I heard that you was fleet.
So, Troy, I'm basically telling us what happened. That's a statement.
He tried to assassinate him. They took the gun and turned the tables around.
That's a statement. If you're not going to give a statement to the police, then why do it in a freestyle?
Well, that's the statement that he's giving, self-defense. Somebody tried to shoot him, he took the gun and tried to defend himself.
But I thought he wasn't giving any statements to police. I thought he wasn't talking to police.
Well,
so why do it in a rap song?
Well, that's what he has to do.
He's keeping it real.
That's his defense. That's what his defense is probably going to use. That's what his lawyers are probably going to use.
I don't get it.
I mean,
I would just rather tell the police if that's the case. Like, why? If you're not going to give a statement to the police, then why do it in the song? That's still like, I guess.
Listen, I'm not going to tell him what to do while he's in jail. I've never been in no situation like that. So, whatever. I know what I would do.
That's
what he's saying. What would you do?
What would you do?
12-page statement, baby. I'm a civilian.
You have a big finger. It was him.
I don't subscribe to that old dumbass street code y'all got. I'm a civilian.
You're a radio guy.
I am a radio guy, a TAC fan radio guy who can't wait to go on vacation next month and get me a golden brown tan like Envy, okay? I am enjoying this life. Drop one of Clues Bombs for me.
Ever going to be golden,
I don't know what y'all Negroes in the street talking about.
Y'all have that life.
It is so good on this side. God is good.
All right, Muhammad Ali. Now let's discuss his funeral and how he wanted to say goodbye. Apparently, he has a book. It's called The Book. And they said it was a document that he and his innermost circle started years ago. And the contents will be revealed soon. But in this book, he also explained in detail how he wanted to say goodbye to the world. Now, he wanted the memorial service in an arena. He wanted multiple religions to have a voice while honoring the traditions of his Muslim faith. And he wanted ordinary fans to attend, not just VIPs. They said he was never downcast when talking about his death. He said during the planning of his funeral, he said, "It's okay. We're here to do the job the way I want. It's fine." So I guess he knew at some point he would be, he planned his funeral arrangement.
I don't like the speakers they got, though. Who they got speaking? Bill Clinton?
He was a friend of his, so it's not up to you. Okay?
Yeah, but where's Harry Belafonte?
Former President Bill Clinton is going to deliver the eulogy at the funeral. Mm-hmm. Other speakers will include representatives of multiple faiths, including Islam, Judaism, Christianity, Buddhism, and Mormonism.
Are they going to let the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan talk? He's going to be there.
I am not 100%
sure. Bet they ain't
going
to let that go down. Harry Belafonte.
Will Smith and Lennox Lewis will be among the 8 pallbearers.
George Foreman, can he speak?
For this funeral. And so, we don't have all the details so far. This is what we do know. And there's going to be a miles-long procession. It's going to carry Muhammad Ali's body across his beloved hometown, past the museum that was built in his honor, along the boulevard that was named after him, and through the neighborhood where he grew up and everything. I got to say one more thing. Renee Zellweger is going to be coming back in Bridget Jones' Baby movie. I'm very excited for this. She's pregnant in this. And check out a little clip from the movie.
I'm pregnant.
Oh no, Bridget. Who's the father? Is it Marx?
There's at least a 50% chance.
A 50% chance? Did you have a three-way?
I can't tell you how lost I am. Right?
I love Bridget Jones' Diary.
About.
You never heard of Bridget Jones'
no,
Diary?
No, when you said Renee Zellweger, I was thinking, what mob wife is that?
Okay, well, Bridget Jones' Diary, part 3. She's pregnant. That was my movie, Bridget Jones' Diary. Very popular movie amongst the ladies.
Okay.
And that is your Rumor Report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. The People's Choice mixes up next. You want to hear something? At DJ Envy, 800-585-1051. Today was Prince's birthday. So we're going to play some Prince
today
joints.
Today is Prince's birthday.
Today is Prince's birthday. Mm-hmm. So we're going to play some joints in the mix. Let me know your favorite Prince joint.
800-585-1051. Bye, Revolt.
I'm here now. I know my transitions.
Bye, Revolt.
Shout out to our family at Revolt. We'll see
Revolt,
you guys bye. Tomorrow.
Have you in your little tan transition.
I know my little transition. I know my transition.
Your little transitions.
Your little transitions. Exactly.
Shout out to Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. It's the Breakfast Club. The People's Choice mixes up next.